Good morning, family. How you doing? This is Positive Talk with Pastor Loggins. Today, I want to kind of share something that's been really setting on my heart. Let me put it that way. And I want to talk to you from a thought that I was up praying this morning, and the Lord was just ministering to me, and I was listening to a song by Shekinah Glory saying, "Praise is what I do." But as I was praying and I was asking the Lord for guidance and wisdom on certain issues that has arose, and the Lord said, "There's a thief in the house. There's a thief in the house." We all know the scripture says that the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But when you think about a thief comes in, and they come in at nighttime when you're unaware, when you're not thinking about it, when you're at sleep. A lot of times, if you're at sleep or if you're not at home, a thief will come in and they will take the valuable things in your home or steal things. And then there's thieves that come in while you're there. I was reading where two young men broke into this married couple's home while they were sleeping and walked right in and stole computers and things. There's a thief, but we're talking about the spiritual thief in the house. The one that comes to steal your joy. The one that comes to steal your peace of mind. The one that comes to rock your faith. There's a thief in the house. Many times when we recognize that a thief is in the house, we don't even know that he's been there. We only know that he's been there after we recognize that we have lost some valuable things. This thief has come to wreck your faith. He has come to steal your joy. He's come to steal your peace of mind. There's a thief in the house. As a pastor, I'm continually learning and understanding how to deal with individual personalities. I was talking, and as I was praying, and I was talking to a mentor of mine. And he was saying, "Bruh, being a pastor means that you got to be aware of who's in the house and what's going on inside your house. It means that you have to arm and alarm your house, so if the thief comes in, that he knows that he can't come in. That if a thief tries to break in, he knows there's an armor around your house that if he comes in, he'll get caught and get thrown back out or get arrested." There is a thief in the house. People of God, guard your house. I said this many times. The biggest battle that we have going on is the battle for our minds. The thief comes in to steal, kill, and destroy. He'll steal whatever joy, faith you have. He'll kill whatever move or plan or dream that you have. And he will destroy your homes, your family, you. Your ministries. That is his job. That is his purpose. You know, when we tend to forget that he knows what his end is going to be according to the written word in Revelation. In Revelation, I believe 20, it says he knows that he has a short time. So he's playing a chess move. He's come to steal, kill, and destroy. There's a thief in your house. The biggest battle is for the battle for your mind. He's coming in to see what he can steal and plant from your mind, your thoughts, your dreams, your hopes, your faith. We come in and we allow the thief to come in, and sometimes we help the thief out because we don't recognize that he's a thief. I'm just saying this. This is heavy on my heart. I'm asking, you know, just to guard your house, which is your mind. Don't let the thief come in. Don't let him be a thief in your house. The Bible tells us to put on the full armor of God. That means to cover your mind and your body and your feet. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, you should be armored up. We cannot run for battles, and there's some battles we may not always win. But as long as we know that where our house is guarded by the Lord himself, the Lord Jesus Christ himself, the thief cannot come in your house. He cannot steal. He cannot destroy. He cannot kill anything that God has given to you and put into your hands. I've asked this question many times before to the people of God. Can God trust you with his gifts? Stay encouraged. Recognize there's a thief lurking. He's lurking around to see who he can destroy. If he sees a chink in your armor, if he sees that you left the door of your house cracked, he will come in. If you do not lock your door with the word of God and the faith and the promises of the Lord Jesus Christ, the thief will come in and steal, kill, and destroy. There is a thief in the house. God bless you. God keep you. This has been Positive Talk with Pastor Loggins. I wanted to kind of share that this morning. I had to kind of get that. The Lord had put that in my heart. He has been weighing heavy on my heart and my mind. As the Word of God is ministering to me, said, be careful of the thief in your house. He's coming. He's trying to break in. He's trying to steal, kill, and destroy. I'm going to close with this. Elijah, with all the power and the authority that God gave him, he allowed Jezebel to make him run from the authority that God gave him. Jonah tried to run from the mission and the assignment that God gave him because the thief was allowed to get into their minds and tell them to put fear in Elijah and to put just plain old stubbornness in Jonah's. But God's will always be done. Don't let the thief in your house. God bless you. God keep you. This has been Positive Talk with Pastor Loggins. I hope you have a wonderful, blessed day. Walk in the favor of God. Walk by faith, not by sight. Know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Be blessed today. In Jesus' name, amen.